season for
like me, has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly,
tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. There's resistance to a reported plan that would use the U.S. military to target foreign drug cartels.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has declared, quote, there will be no invasion of Mexico. This after the New York Times reported President Trump secretly signed a directive ordering military force against the drug cartels his administration has designated terrorist organizations. Sheinbaum has in the past extradited 29 alleged drug cartel members to the U.S. at Trump's behest, something she told him put her at great personal risk. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
An appeals court tossed out a judge's contempt finding against the Trump administration in a case over deportations to an El Salvador prison. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem attacked Democrats at a stop today in Chicago.
I'm here today because the elected leaders in this state of Illinois are ignoring the law. In fact, they're being obstructionists when it comes to getting dangerous criminals off of their streets.
Overseas, Israel now has a military plan to seize Gaza City. CBS's Deborah Pata reports it's seen as an escalation of the war against Hamas.
Reaction has been fast and furious to the plan across Israel. Thousands of protesters voiced their rage, which resulted in some demonstrators clashing with police. The families of hostages fear Prime Minister Netanyahu's plan to take control of Gaza means abandoning the 20 living captives.
Well, CBS's Aaron Navarro at the White House.
During his trip to England to visit the United Kingdom Foreign Secretary, Vice President Vance was asked if the administration got a heads up from Israel of their plans to potentially occupy Gaza City. The Vice President said he would not discuss private conversations between the U.S. and Israel. He reiterated this administration's goals are the same, to ensure Hamas does not attack civilians, that they solve the humanitarian crisis and hunger in Gaza and get more aid in.
In East Cleveland, Ohio, two police officers were wounded as they responded to separate incidents involving members of the same family. Mayor Latik Shabazz.
Well, it was a family dispute, and it spread it. And one of our officers was there to investigate, and he took one in the leg.
The male suspect is under arrest. The Justice Department's expanded its investigation into New York Attorney General Letitia James, issuing two subpoenas relating to her office's civil fraud case against President Trump, and the other into investigations into a lawsuit involving the National Rifle Association. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 177 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine historians know the significance of today's date. On this day, August 8th, Racine marks its 177th anniversary as a city. Racine incorporated in 1848, just months after Wisconsin became a state. An 18-year-old Navy recruit died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at Naval Station Great Lakes Wednesday. The victim, identified as Kayshawn Wilkerson of Ocala, Florida, was found unresponsive at a firing range and pronounced dead at the scene. With more than 1,100 cats and kittens currently in care, the Wisconsin Humane Society is calling for help. They want people to become foster volunteers to help ease overcrowding. There's more about how to help on the Humane Society's website. The future of policing in Sturtevant is uncertain as officials consider shutting down the police department. Officers and union leaders say they worry about losing local control and slower response times. The village is promising a public discussion at a meeting on the 12th. Milwaukee County may soon get its first Costco, and it's not too far from around here. A plan moved forward last night to develop over 20 acres near the Franklin and Oak Creek border. If everything is approved, construction could start next year. And the groundbreaking for Herrick Village marks Racine's first affordable housing subdivision for low to moderate income families. Habitat for Humanity plans to build 12 to 14 homes on a vacant lot along South Memorial Drive using private funding. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers preseason underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Aaron Mosby made the team last year as a linebacker. Does he feel pressure to make the cut this year?
It's always pressure when you're trying to make a 53-man roster. That's just anyone in the league. It can go for anyone. So it's a little bit of pressure, but at the end of the day, you know, it's football. We've been playing it since we were little kids. So you just go out there, you know, try to have fun with it. Try to do your best and try to make a splash play here and there.
College football, the Badgers hold their final practice at UW-Platteville Saturday night before moving back to Madison. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets in Milwaukee. First baseman Andrew Vaughn continues to hit home runs every series.
Vaughn, it's unbelievable. Three times on base, one time he just circled the bases. He's been special both offensively, defensively. Vaughn, Collins, and Perkins, they're the three that you got to look at. And Sal, those are great performances by those four.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644. Or online at hoglawyer.com.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. But that could create some risky swimming out on the lake. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 88 degrees.
WRJN. Help! I need somebody.
Help!
Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help!
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone, I'm not
News, timeless hits, WRJN. The Beatles, Help. It was 60 years ago this month that the Beatles movie Help premiered in movie theaters across the country. 60 years ago this month, August of 1965. Are you kidding me? Wow. Seems like yesterday. WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Someone to lean on, and I'm lost, baby, I'm lost.
day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about
Osmonds. Getting a little rowdy there, guys. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Going to get rowdy about half an hour from now with a really up-tempo, killer, Friday afternoon kind of song. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget headed your way. And I don't want to build this up too much, but it's just a really wow kind of song. You know, it's coming on WRJN.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent to brand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN. Whenever I need a 2-minute, 38-second vacation, I put on this song by Glenn Campbell and drift away.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. The time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Time and time I've tried to tell her so. She just didn't know I would really go.
Shake!
McCoy's on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The WRJN Radio Park Newsroom comes alive now.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An 18-year-old Navy recruit died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at Naval Station Great Lakes Wednesday. The victim, identified as Kayshawn Wilkerson of Ocala, Florida, was found unresponsive at a firing range and pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say it was not an active shooter incident, and the case is still under investigation. Racine historians know the significance of today's date. On this day, August 8th, Racine marks its 177th anniversary as a city. Racine incorporated in 1848, just months after Wisconsin became a state. More students participate in football than any other high school sport in Wisconsin, and the season begins soon. Jimmy Koska has more.
High school football is back, and this season features a number of big changes. The playoff qualification system was overhauled in the offseason. The new metric awards points for victories, with wins over more successful teams counting for more points towards the postseason. The new system also puts teams into predetermined divisions, a change from nearly 50 years of the former practice.
WRJN will again showcase the best matchup of Racine High School football every week. The game of the week comes back soon. The Downtown Racine Corporation has earned the prestigious Gold Tier status from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The award highlights the DRC's work in making the area a hub for business and visitors. The designation only went to 10 business organizations across the state. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. But that could create some risky swimming out on the lake. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 88 degrees.
Got a few folks singing.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The Hollies meeting the girls at the bus stop. All it took was an umbrella.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella.
She'd shop and she would show me what she bought.
Jumpin' Jack Flash on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Our second Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget is coming up next. And, you know, I put together a list of these songs as I think of these songs. And, gee, that'd be a good one to play, you know? And I got excited about this song when it went on the list because it's always been a favorite. The next Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget I saved for a Friday afternoon to fire you up for the weekend. It's just got so much energy and just so much going on about it. From a tragic band. I'll give you the whole story on WRJN next.
Today's big deal of the day. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Flavors on the fast track tomorrow from 8 to 4 at the Union Grove Car Show on Main Street. While you check out the rides, make a pit stop at Just Brew It for sizzling hot dogs, signature ice cold drinks, and their car show specialty drink. Bold, refreshing, and built for summer. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Here we go, opening up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This one, perfect for a Friday afternoon. It's just got so much energy, and why wouldn't it? It's by a group called Chase, whose leader, Bill Chase, used to play trumpet for bands like, Stan Kenton, and Woody Herman's Thundering Herd. I mean, those bands were just major energy. And Bill packed that into this hit for sure. The biggest hit Chase ever had before Bill's career was cut short in a tragic plane crash in Jackson, Minnesota. He was only 39. He had chartered a twin-engine Piper Twin Comanche and was flying to a gig when he and group members John Emma, Walter Clark, keyboardist Wally Yon, as well as the pilot and co-pilot were killed in the crash. But this one song, that's a legacy right here. The song that I'm talking about is Get It On. Chase, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon. WRJN.
I need your loving. I said I want your loving. I need you every minute of the day now. Girl, listen what I say. Get it on in the morning now. I want you when the moon shines bright. I said I want
time is right now. I need you all through the night now. Lay out feelings out of sight. Get it on in the morning now. I wanna tell you just what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make love to you. That's the kind of feeling I just won't quit. I said, come on, girl, now this is it. Get it on in the morning now. It's gonna be me. It's gonna be just you and me in ecstasy.
It's just so good. That's Chase, as in Bill Chase. The band was at the Lake Geneva Playboy Club just weeks before the tragic plane crash. They were there to promote their latest album because they held a private party in the showroom. It was called the Penthouse Room. And in attendance were record executives from Chicago and surround all across the country, but mostly Chicago. There in Lake Geneva. And I remember seeing Bill Chase down at Sidewalk Cafe getting a burger. And the Bunnies, he was a good-looking guy. The Bunnies really liked Bill Chase. I mean, they were, look at him, a powder blue jacket and a white turtleneck, as I recall. Good-looking guy. Bill Chase. His life tragically cut short. What could have been, right? The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
WRJN. I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. The way it seemed, disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Try.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm done. I make way for Kurt Volman. He's got the 5 o'clock class reunion saluting the class of 1970. Today, 5 o'clock, here on WRJN. Have a great weekend.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump has reportedly signed a directive to the Pentagon to begin using military force against some Latin American drug cartels. The New York Times reports that would be an official basis for direct military operations at sea or on foreign soil. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Use of military forces to carry out what has primarily been a law enforcement responsibility to curb narco trafficking also raises a number of legal and even logistical questions. For her part, the Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, today said that members of the U.S. military would not be entering Mexico. In a statement, a White House spokesperson said only that President Trump's top priority is protecting